USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A group of Republican senators drafted a bill to restrict vaccine passport requirements by federal agencies. The proposed legislation, titled the Prevent Unconstitutional Vaccine Mandates for Interstate Commerce Act, is backed by Senators Rick Scott of Florida, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Mike Lee of Utah, among others. The bill, if passed, would ban proof of vaccine requirements for commerce and travel. GOP senators argued vaccine passports would undermine economic growth and infringe on constitutional rights. Republican Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin on Wednesday.
Who've already had COVID, who have natural immunity, who are looking at, for example, the VAERS reports, are looking at some of the data and science saying that natural immunity is 13 to 27 times more effective than the vaccine.
The CDC Wednesday urged pregnant women to get the COVID-19 vaccine. They say the benefits outweigh the risks. USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved, by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your doctor.
One of the problems with critical race theory is it points out the bad past in America without giving the solutions America did to reverse the problem. In a perfect world, the problems would be highlighted, as well as the actions America took to become a more perfect union. New legislation was drawn up Wednesday about CRT. Brad Bernards reports.
Representative Bob Good, Republican of Virginia, told Fox News he will introduce legislation Wednesday that would make teaching critical race theory in federally funded schools a civil rights violation.
What we hope to accomplish is to advance Martin Luther King's principles, which were to judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. We don't believe that race defines a person, that we're not responsible for the sins of our past.
Critical race theory has become a battleground issue in local school districts nationwide.
Samsung is making Galaxy smartphones into digital car keys. Using UWB technology, Galaxy users will be able to unlock, lock, and start their cars using their cell phone. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the multi-trillion dollar infrastructure and spending bill packages head for a vote this week on Capitol Hill, Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from New York gives MSNBC her point of view.
You know, I think the conversations that happen within the Progressive Caucus are very focused in how do we expand child care, health care, climate action, and restore power to working class people in the United States of America. That is what we talk about. I would say that we have been laser focused on this agenda and delivering for working class families across the country all year. We have two bills at present, one which underfunds most priorities across the board. So there are very few priorities that even get the full funding that they even need. And then there is the larger, what is known as the budget bill, reconciliation bill. That has the stuff that you're going to feel in your everyday life. Universal pre-K. We're talking about college, you know, community colleges. We're talking about expansion of Medicare, and we're debating including vision and dental in Medicare, conversations about lowering the age of it, robust climate action, renewable energy. All of that stuff that you're going to feel in your everyday life is in what is known as the Build Back Better Act, a.k.a. the Reconciliation Bill.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.